saying that science explains everything that's explainable and God explains everything that science is able to explain, then by that logic, what explains God?
Okay. So the question is, what explains God? Yeah. Every system of knowledge begins with certain definitions. And without understanding those definitions, we cannot move forward in any branch of knowledge. In geometry, something with no dimensions is called a point. Something with one dimension is called as a line. Now, a line is a set of points. If I use the logic of algebra, how can accumulation of zero dimension entities create a one dimensional entity? It's like a sum of zeros creating one. It doesn't make sense. So this is an axiom in geometry. So every field begins with certain definitions. So the definition of God is sarva karana karana, the cause of all causes. Now, this definition is the foundation for explaining everything based on a God-centered world. Now, any explanatory setup, if we take any school of any body of knowledge, it requires some terminal point. Without the terminal point, nothing will move forward. So in materialistic worldview, if you see, where did the original matter come from? That itself, again, has to have an assumption. It was just there. Science, for example, if science is seen from an entirely non-spiritual perspective, it may say that the laws of nature exist as they are. So, now, going forwards, from this is the beginning definition of God. Because we live in a world of cause and effect, so we tend to think that every cause, every effect must have a cause. Because if a child reads a novel for the first time, and the child says, oh, there is a hero, there is a heroine, there is a villain. And then after reading the whole novel, the child comes to know there is an author. And again, child again opens the book. Where is the author in the book? But the author is not in the storyline. The author is not in the timeline. The author made the storyline and the timeline. And the author exists outside. So similarly, God exists outside the framework of time and space. And even from the point of view of pure logic, if we say that the cause of everything cannot have a cause. If it has a cause, then that will be the cause of everything. So we have to take the chain of causality to some terminal point. Even science has confirmed that the universe itself is not eternal. It had a beginning point. So the causal chain, wherever it stops, that stopping point is God. Materialism holds that matter is some tiny bit of matter is the cause. So they say that is a singularity which has infinite energy, infinite temperature, infinitesimal mass, which is beyond mathematical description, beyond physical realization. No, it is, here we have science proposing something, necessitating something which is beyond science. Are you getting the point I'm making? Any school of thought has to come to a terminal point. And within a materialistic worldview, science comes to a terminal point which goes beyond science. If the science is materialistic. But the spiritual worldview doesn't require a terminal point which is beyond its worldview. The spiritual worldview says that, yes, there is God and there is matter and there is energy. There is consciousness. These are the energies of God. And so, if there were just a lump of matter, that will not create anything. But there is an intelligent builder, that builder can create things. So God is the cause of everything. And God is the point where all explanations begin. And the alternatives to God, which are matter, if we say matter itself does not have causal ability to produce anything. And the materialistic worldview requires something which is outside of itself to begin with. A God-centered worldview does not require anything outside of itself to begin with. In that sense, God, if you understand the definition that He is the cause of all causes, then the search for all explanation ends in God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.